You will call his name Jesus. It's not an option. His name is to be Jesus. He will be called great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end. Mary asked the angel, "How can this be, since I have not been intimate with a man?" And the angel replied to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God." And consider your relative Elizabeth. Even she has conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month for her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God. What is Mary's response? "I am the Lord's slave," said Mary. "May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel left her. May the Lord add the blessing to the reading of his word this morning. This whole encounter leads to a question. What is this place? Sound like a familiar question? Who was at a place where he was dreaming? Angels coming down, back and forth. Jacob. Referred to in the scriptures as Jacob's ladder. God is in this place. What is this place? Mary has an angel come and visit her and says, "You're going to give birth to the Son of God." What is this place? Who am I that I would be chosen for this? Question is this: what is our response when God moves close? What is our response when God moves close? Mary's response was what? "I am the Lord's slave," said Mary. "May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel left her. Is that our response? When God moves close, is that our response? God says, "Heaven is my throne and earth is my footstool. What house could you possibly build for me? And what place could be my home? My hand made all these things, and so they all came into being. I will look favorably on this kind of person, one who is humble, submissive in spirit, and who trembles at my word." Reminds me of Mary. That question she had for the angel. "Pardon me? May I say something? How is this possible?" Trepidation. Because the angel says to Mary, "Do not fear." So Mary is trembling by this visitation. What kind of visit could this be? She's humble and she's submissive in spirit to what the angel has for her and tells her. What do you do when God draws close? Do you erect a temple? Do you erect a home? Peter's response was what? "It's good for us to be here. I should assemble three shelters so that you can reside under." God says, "Heaven is my throne. The earth is my footstool. What house could you possibly build for me when I draw close?" Ezekiel, the prophet, records in Ezekiel 36, 25 through 27, I will also sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean. I will cleanse you from all your impurities and all your idols. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will remove your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. I will place my spirit within you and cause you to follow my statutes and carefully observe my ordinances. The jeopardy question is, who said this? This is God. Who did he say this to? The Israelites. The people of God. In order for God to draw close, for the Israelites to draw close to God, God said, I'm going to do this. I'm going to change your heart. I'm going to cleanse it. I'm going to make it so that you cast out all your idols. I'm going to put a new spirit within you. See, it's impossible to draw close to God with your old spirit within you. You need that new spirit within you. I will place my spirit within you and cause you to follow my statutes. What place is this? Who is this God? Is this a joyful thing? What is our response when God moves close? God says, would you build me a house to dwell in? God said that to you. What is our response? Would you build a house for me to dwell in? Well, we just went through this, Pastor. It's kind of impossible. God doesn't reside in houses. He doesn't reside in buildings. The earth, the heavens, is his throne and the footstool, and the earth is his footstool. But what are we celebrating today? Communion. Communion when Jesus died on the cross and rose from the dead and gave us new life. Life that we weren't separated from God in death from sin, but now have life eternal. Would you build me a house to dwell in? Jesus said in John 1:14, the Word became flesh and took up residence among us. We observed his glory, the glory as the one and only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. What do we do when God draws close? Acts 2:1-4, when the day of Pentecost had arrived, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like that of a violent rushing wind came from heaven, and it filled the whole house where they were staying. And tongues like flames of fire that were divided appeared to them and rested on each one of them. Then they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, began to speak in different languages as the Spirit gave them ability for speech. What's that a picture of? Ezekiel just talked about it. I'm going to put my spirit in you. I'm going to cleanse you. I'm going to purify you. I'm going to build my house in you. And the disciples humbled themselves. How do we know that? Because when Jesus rose, about 500 people became aware and saw Jesus after he had risen. And Jesus gave them instructions, wait in the upper chamber, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to send my spirit upon you to empower you to be my emissaries, to share my story. Well, how many disciples were waiting in the upper room? 120. From 500. And the Spirit rested upon them and came upon them and empowered them, and he made his home within them and purified them. What is our response when God moves close? Is it to draw close? We can only draw close as we have been drawn close. True? We can only draw close as we have been drawn close. 1 John 4:19, we love because He first loved us. Draw near to God and He will draw near to you, James 4:8. Will you and I make a place for God available to dwell this Christmas? If we are a believer and follower of Christ, He dwells in us already. But how much room do we give Him? Is it a really small space? Is it like the basement or the attic? Or is it bigger? And is it getting bigger? Is our prayer more of you and less of me? But God, who is rich in mercy, because of His great love that He had for us, made us alive with the Messiah, even though we were dead in trespasses. You are saved by grace. It says, you know what? It wasn't about my choice. It was about God's drawing me close. I agreed with His truth and have been accepted as a son or a daughter. Will you and I make available a place for God to dwell this Christmas? But God proves His own love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. What a great gift that He died for us. How do we respond when someone gives us a gift that we love? Are we excited? Are we jumping for joy? Maybe just sit back and go, oh, that's nice. I can tell you, when I was a kid, one of the gifts that I wanted the most was Electronic Battleship. It had just come out. That was my dream. That was my desire. And I got this present. And it was a lot smaller than what I assumed Electronic Battleship would come in. And I opened it up, and it was a toaster that you wind, and the toast popped up. Tell how disappointed I was to receive that. I didn't have joy. I was actually pretty downcast, disappointed. I can tell you my heart was going inside. It was like, I didn't get it. But then my mom pulled out this bigger present. I'm like, that's about the right size. Tore into it, and Electronic Battleship. What joy and happiness I had. But what's the difference between joy and happiness? Happiness ends. Depends on circumstances, maybe other people. But joy is eternal. Right? That's the difference. We can have joy in Christ because of what Christ did, and its eternal implications. Joy is eternal. Do you think Mary had joy? I think Mary had joy. She had bewilderment, wonderment, but to be chosen to bear the Son of God. What joy that would be. Happiness.